Transforming Desire, Tattva Darshan, June 2010. Advanced devotees, although remaining in the material body, always remain simultaneously aloof from the body. Devotee maintains himself from the viewpoint of a spiritual body. Analogy is like a dried coconut exists inside the coconut husk in a detached way, even though it's within the husk. A pure devotee's body is called Chinmay Sharir, spiritualized body, because a devotee's body is not connected with material activities, and thus a devotee is always liberated. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira nikalasvap yavastasu jivan mukta sayuchate. Whatever his condition may be, one who is engaged fully in the service of Lord Hari or Lord Krishna with his body, mind and speech is a liberated soul, jivan mukta, even though he's still living and remaining within the body. A devotee in this position, he's always desiring and acting for the pleasure of the Lord. But we as neophytes, we have so many ulterior motives, non-devotional ambitions, false and harmful desires. So how do we transform our desires so that we can be jivan mukta? One can give up inferior desires, says Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, verse 39, chapter 22 of Canto 4. One can give up inferior material desires when he has engagement with superior desires. It is impossible to stop desires. One has to desire the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, in order not to be entangled in inferior desires. Jnanis desire oneness with God. That's a type of lust also. And yogis desire mystic power. That's also lust. But bhaktas, devotees of the Lord, Krishna bhaktas, they don't want any type of material enjoyment. Thus they become pure. There's no artificial attempt to stop desire. Desire becomes a source of spiritual enjoyment under the protection of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. In other words, Prabhupada is saying, for the devotee, for the bhakta, desiring to serve Krishna in so many unlimited ways, desiring to please him and satisfy him, that desire becomes a source of spiritual bliss under the protection of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. The Kumaras are saying that the lotus feet of the Lord are the ultimate source and reservoir of all pleasure. One should therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord instead of trying unsuccessfully to stop desires for material enjoyment. As long as one is unable to stop the desire for material enjoyment, there is no possibility of becoming liberated from the entanglement of material existence. A devotee with his intelligence, he plans so many things for the service of the Lord and Krishna consciousness. By always being absorbed in service and developing new ideas and schemes and using his intelligence to think of newer and better and more improved ways to serve the Lord and his devotees, then all those stagnant, polluted material desires, they become washed away by the flooding river of the Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, the concentrated desire to serve the Lord. We have to increase our desire for bhakti and service if we want to avoid having the powerful waves of material desires overcome us. If we want to increase our spiritual desires, Prabhupada recommends the process. He says to hear about Krishna. The more we hear about Krishna, the more we will desire to love Krishna, the more we will become attached to Krishna, and the more we'll be eager and enthusiastic and determined and creative and expert in serving Krishna. Prithu Maharaj is described in the Bhagavatam as being self-satisfied and peaceful, happy and peaceful. Because Prithu Maharaj, he practiced bhakti by performing all his duties as a royal emperor solely for the pleasure of Krishna. Prabhupada says that we can become peaceful like Prithu also. If we remain fixed and always engaged in devotional service, we will derive the utmost self-satisfaction. Actually, only pure devotees can be self-satisfied because they have no other desire than the desire to serve Krishna. Since Krishna is aptakam and Atmaram, he has nothing to desire. He is fully satisfied with himself. Similarly, the devotees of Krishna, or the devotee who has no desire other than to serve Sri Krishna, is also as self-satisfied as the Supreme Lord. Everyone wants peace of mind and self-satisfaction, happiness and peace. But they can only be achieved by becoming pure devotees of the Lord. The famous verse in the Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, chapter 3, verse 10. Akama sarvakamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushamparam. Whether one is desireless, akam, or full of desires for sense enjoyment, sarva kam, or desires liberation from material bondage, moksha kam, if he is intelligent, or has broad intelligence, udar di, he should worship the Supreme Person, Sri Krishna, through intense and unalloyed cultivation of bhakti yoga. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Tivrena means with great force, power, power yoga, power bhakti yoga. Tivrena bhakti yoga. Tivra, like a laser beam, laser power yoga. Yajeta purusham param. The param purush. The param purush is Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Yajaman or Yajeta means to worship. Yajeta. This is told. One should do this. So the devotee is free from desire. This is explained by Jiva Goswami. He says in his Sandarbha, what is this desirelessness? What is this akama? He says desire. He says akama, one is free from desire. Well, the devotees can be free from desire, material desires. He explains that desirelessness, or the state of akam, is bhajaniya paramapurusha sukamatra sasukatvam. This means that one should feel happy, swa-sukhatvam, only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord, paramapurusha-sukha. We should feel happy when we make Krishna happy. We should feel happy when we make the Vaishnavas happy. We should feel happy when we make Guru happy. In fact, Jiva is saying we should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. This intuition of the living being this idea of being akama, or freed from desire, is sometimes manifested even during the conditioned stage of a living being in the material world. And such desirelessness mood is expressed when people are altruistic or become philanthropists or engage in social work or communal projects. This is sometimes thought by less intelligent persons. But doing good to others in the form of society or community dealings, family, country, or humanity is only a partial representation of the same original feeling in which a pure living entity feels happiness by the happiness of the Supreme Lord. In other words, a humanitarian or a welfare worker, someone who collects money and feeds the poor or makes dharmashalas or places for people to stay or homes for the poor or orphanages for orphans, or sets up schools for poor people for free education. He may feel some happiness by that, by helping others. But that's only a reflection, a partial reflection, the same original feeling which a pure devotee feels by giving happiness to the Lord. Such superb feelings of happiness were exhibited by the damsels of Brajabhumi for the happiness of Lord Sri Krishna. This is Prabhupada's purport. I'm reading from second canto, chapter 3, verse 10, the Akama Sarvakama verse. The Brajagopis love Sri Krishna without any return, and this is the perfect exhibition of the desireless spirit, the Akama spirit. Kam spirit, or the spirit of desire for one's own satisfaction, is fully exhibited in the material world, whereas the spirit of desirelessness, or akam, is fully exhibited in the spiritual world. Influenced by the desiring spirit, or kam, vasana, Arjuna declined to fight in the Kurukshetra battle because he wanted to save his relatives for his own satisfaction. But being a pure devotee, he agreed to fight on the instruction of Sri Krishna because he came to his senses and realized that Krishna's happiness and satisfaction at the cost of his own satisfaction was his prime duty. Thus he became akam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary in the Bhagavatam, he gives a very wonderful explanation. Akama. Akama. Krishna says in Gita, of letters, I am the letter A. In 10:33 Gita. When that letter A is added to the word kam, desire, the result is the desire to please Krishna. This is the only way to become free of material desire. If we lack the desire to please Krishna, we will be sarva kam, filled with material desire. So we develop the desire to serve Krishna by associating with devotees who are serving Krishna very sincerely and lovingly and dutifully and ceaselessly. Sarusanga, sarusanga, sarva shastra hoy, lavamacha, sarusanga, sarva siddhi hoy. It is contagious. Serving Krishna is contagious. So when we associate with enthusiastic servers, enthusiastic servants of the Lord, their enthusiasm and their desirelessness, it flows into our minds and hearts, and we pick up the spirit, we pick up the akama spirit, and get turned on to the idea, thrilled and delighted by the idea of always serving Krishna and always pleasing him. And what happens when we absorb ourselves like this, we actually share in the happiness which we give to Krishna by our submissive, unalloyed, pure devotional service. The goal is not peace or happiness. The goal is the happiness and satisfaction of Krishna, and automatically he rewards us with the utmost peace and unlimited transcendental bliss.